Stugatz here. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your own home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. I fought through that one. This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music videos and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. LeBron James and a collection of black athletes and entertainers are teaming together in a new group called More Than a Vote, geared toward energizing black voters and thwarting voter suppression. Good job by LeBron again, man. Adrian Wojnarowski reports that players deciding against participating in Orlando could be replaced by a substitution player. NBA plans to allow replacements for players who test positive for COVID-19 or suffer injuries. Replace players become ineligible for the remainder of the 2019-2020 season. And finally, Kelsey Grammer will star alongside former WWE Hall of Famer Adam Edge Copeland in Money Play. Edge's character has to rob a futuristic airborne casino filled with the world's most dangerous criminals. I'm there.
Yeah, has to get $1 billion from an airliner. That's a casino. What a cast. Denise Richards, another country heard.
Really? But imagine an airplane just full of the world's most dangerous criminals.
It's a high-stakes game.
Wow. Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, yeah. Edge owes Kelsey Grammer a lot of money.
You guys told me he was in the Expendables or one of those Expendables movies.
Yeah, he replaced Nicolas Cage. Can you imagine how good the Expendables would have been?
Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com, that's N-A-V-A-G-E.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You mentioned good job, LeBron, with partnering with More Than a Vote to inform and engage and energize voters, and I'm going to side with Joshua Wong here, who is one of the student heads of the fight for democracy in Hong Kong, when he writes of LeBron James, defending democracy is vital, but King James only talks loud in the U.S. On China, not only is he silent, he actively shuts others up. He called Daryl Morey misinformed and not really educated for supporting hashtag Hong Kong. All he cares about is money, not human rights. Hypocritical. Now, I hesitate to call people hypocritical. I think that by and large, human beings are inconsistent. And so there are many layers to these discussions, and it would have been far better if LeBron had simply sat it out to protect his business interests. What he did, I believe, is the worst public act of a lifetime that has spent two decades in front of us and has generally been a model and a pillar for good athlete behavior. I don't believe he had a worse public moment in his life. Not J.J. Barea, not posting up, not anything he said or done has been worse than how he specifically handled the Hong Kong stuff, protecting his interests and basketball's interests. You could criticize Steve Kerr, too, but Steve Kerr's voice merely got lost in China and became silent. He wasn't actively coming out on the wrong side of things the way LeBron James was. So I understand this criticism of LeBron James, that he doesn't care about all people. He cares about his people. I don't think that that's fair on unfair on this particular issue to say this isn't caring about equality for all people. It's caring about equality for your people.
it's totally fair. I criticized LeBron at the time for not speaking up more. You can criticize others in the NBA, as you pointed out, Steve Kerr, the NBA
but
in
see,
general.
No, it's not, here's the thing, right? We all have bosses. Like, it was clearly something that the NBA didn't want anyone talking about. Like, Steve Kerr doesn't want to sit that one out. Do you think the way his father died? You think that Steve Kerr wants to sit that one out when his father dies overseas trying to fight for religious freedom, where terrorists kill him? Steve Kerr doesn't want to sit that one out. And his silence is something that makes it obvious that the employer is making you sit that one out. And it's very easy for you or me to be at microphones criticizing people for sitting out things that go against their employer when most people listening to me right now would not publicly go against their employer.
I don't know why I got raping cleaned. I mean, has it been cleaned? Do we know?
It's three times.
It's filled with COVID-19, but it's being cleaned three times a day. So it's very clean COVID-19 that you're now reaching in.
I mean, the studio's being cleaned three times a day. We think this box is being cleaned three times a day. We're down to two batteries and one question and a bunch of COVID-19.
All right, give me the one question from the Magic Creative Content. Let's make sure not to touch fingers, even though you say you bite your nails, and your fingernails are the longest, grossest things I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah. A couple squirts there, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of secret society would you like to start? I'm not even sure I know what a secret society is, other than, you know, it's a society that's secret. Like, I don't even know.
I know which one I'd start, but I can't tell you.
I want to know, like, what's the most famous secret society? Is it
the Skulls?
The Masons?
Skulls.
Hmm.
You never saw that movie, The Skulls? The Skulls.
It's a bad 1998 movie, isn't it?
Josh Jackson.
Dead Poet Society.
But are you familiar with what, like, the working aims of a secret society? I got to tell you, you guys have hit a real pocket of ignorance for me. I know next to nothing about secret societies.
The Heisman House.
Do you guys out there have anything in the way of secret society nominees?
Club. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they all wore Zubas.
Billy, do you have anything here? I imagine that you would like to start a secret society about shower caddies, given how much you've been talking about shower caddies. Would that be a purpose to get behind?
Well, the thing about secret societies, Dan, is if you know about them, they're doing it wrong because they're no longer secret societies. You're aware of the society. Now, shower caddies. Oh, Dan, love it. Shower caddies. You have a shower caddy, Dan?
I'm not sure what it is. Is it just something that sort of hangs from the wall that holds just sort of the things in your shower? I do not have a shower caddy. No.
Just something that hangs and holds the shower caddies have changed my life, Dan. I'm going to tell you that the most excited I think I've been so far staying home under quarantine is the day that my shower caddy came. Oh, my God. Before you know what I was doing, I just had my shampoo and my conditioner and my body wash on the floor like an animal. Now I have all this extra room. I can move around. I can do all kinds of things in this shower. And then I just have to reach up. I don't know how your shampoo, what's your shampoo situation like? Mine has a little pump at the top because I got like the big tub, you know, because it's cheaper, you know, per ounce. When you go to the store, do you look? Cause it'll say like, you know, this is so many ounces or whatever. And it'll give you like a price per ounce next to the thing, right? Have you noticed that? You always assume if you get the big, not just on shampoo, on almost everything. On sodas, on, you know, Rice Krispies treats, whatever it is that you buy. If you look at it, it'll say, you know, however many cents per ounce, right? And you always think, oh, the big one is cheaper. It's worth it. Not always the case. If you look at it, sometimes it'll say this much per ounce and it's actually cheaper. Also, don't always buy in bulk. The other day I was buying baby wipes.
What does this have to do with shower caddies?
What is we're talking about grocery stores now. Okay. We moved on to grocery stores. Okay. I was looking at baby wipes, right? And one of them was like $179 or something like that, right? And then you look at it and three of them, it's like, oh wow, it's like five something. Like it's three together. They're taped together. It's three of them. I need to get the three, right? No, it was more expensive that way. I bought three individual ones and I saved some money. That's why you always got to look at the little price per ounce on the thing.
What does that have to do about? With shower caddies?
Or secret societies.
Shower caddies.
Or secret societies. Yeah,
the Illuminati, by the way, most famous secret society, right? And in the Mile High Club.
Well, is the Illuminati real? Like, do we know?
Is the Illuminati real?
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Did that answer the question? Just
the thing that happens.
Laugh. I mean,
how else would you realize that Ryan Seacrest hosts everything?
Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Do you have a shower caddy? And Billy asked me a series of questions. He didn't leave me any space to answer any of them. So I will answer one and tell you that I have a bench in my shower. And so that is where some of the stuff goes.
He has an actual shower caddy, like a golfer, that just tells him, okay, time for the head and shoulders.
That's absolutely
right. A
little
too much
that's
there, Dan. I even it
right.
out.
I go in there and I just hand my bag of stuff to a caddy who stands there in full golf regalia under the shower and just hands me what I need.
And I want to go pitching wedge here.
And Mike Ryan knows because it is Mike Ryan.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically, all on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
We're going to ask Marty some Jerry Richardson statue questions. This is his area of expertise, the Carolinas. Nobody covers the Carolinas in sports better than Marty Smith, so we will get some answers there. And a NASCAR truck driver who has never won a race says he will not be a part of racing anymore if he's not allowed to have his Confederate flag, which is just amazing. Really, just all of that sentence. NASCAR truck driver who has never won a race, he's going to disappear because he wants his Confederate flag.
Have you guys seen the replies to NASCAR's statement? I mean,
I don't want to.
There's a lot of first name and a bunch of numbers after it and clear bots. And also real people that have no idea that people just go hunting through replies to expose them. And there is some... If you can get past the totally racist sentiment, there's some doozies in there, Dan. I saw one guy with an American flag eagle avatar telling NASCAR that they were on the wrong side of history on this one.
Yeah.
It was just art.
There's some good stuff there. Yes. So we will get to Marty Smith here in about 10 to 15 minutes. But this gentleman writes in, it's remarkable to me how much ESPN's Dan Lebatard loathes Al of Us. I don't loathe Al of You. I don't. Asking for equality is not loathing Al of You. Asking for police to stop being brutal is not loathing Al of You. Like, that's not loathing you. I don't understand how you arrive. I don't loathe.
Unless you're perpetuating this. I mean, then I guess Dan would. I speak for Dan. He loathes you.
I just don't understand how it is that people arrive at me talking about race issues and then it becoming that I hate anybody. No, I just sort of don't like racism. Is that okay by all of you?
And leave Al alone.
You don't want to be defending Al.
It's not Al. His name is John L. Pitts.
Oh.
I'm going straight after John L. Pitt, sports editor of Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Husband, stepdad, granddad, unintentional deer slayer. Opinions here are his only. Going straight after you, John L. Pitts.
I say the bio feels a little on the nose now. Granted, I'm coming in with preconceived notions, but
you're being unfair.
Al.
That is unfair. It's an unfair stereotype just because he's from Mississippi.
Next time you intend to kill those deers, Al, that's the only surprise in the bio that you're not an intentional deer slayer.
I don't believe you're an unintentional deer slayer.
Step your game up. Why don't you mean to kill some deer next time?
So this Red Sox statement, Stugatz, and we have feuded a lot with Boston over the years because Boston's history here is pretty embarrassing and Boston likes to deny its history, even as Boston's black athletes tell you, hey, hey, our history's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So Torrey Hunter said that he had, he revealed, I think this was on Golic and Wingo.
It was, yes.
He revealed that he had a no trade clause to Boston just because of how Boston can treat black players. And I will say, Boston, I know it's not all of you, and I know you've come a long way, but coming a long way doesn't mean you've come all the way, and you had a long way to come. Okay.
Many respects, you had longer to go.
Yeah. Stop congratulating yourself for having come a long way when your own baseball team, your most beloved thing in that area, because it ain't the Patriots, it's the Boston Red Sox that get handed down from generation to generation. When they release a statement that begins, this is real, and they release this, Torrey Hunter's experience is real. If you doubt him because you've never heard it yourself, take it from us, it happens. Last year, there were 7 reported incidents at Fenway Park where fans used racial slurs. Those are just the ones we know about. Now, I don't know if that is public knowledge, but I feel like that is a pretty amazing thing for an organization to reveal if it's not public knowledge. Last year, there were 7 reported incidents at Fenway Park where fans used racial slurs. Those are just the ones we know about. And it's not only players. It happens to the dedicated black employees who work for us on game days. Their uniforms may be different, but their voices and experiences are just as important. We are grateful to everyone who has spoken up and remain committed to using our platform to amplify the many voices who are calling out injustice. There are well-established consequences for fans who use racial slurs and hate speech in our venue, and we know we have more work to do. This small group of fans does not represent who we are, but are rather a reflection of larger systemic issues that as an organization we need to address. True change starts from within, and as we identify how we can do better, please know we are listening. We hear you, and we believe you. Is that so hard?
Well, a lot of people are criticizing the Red Sox, saying, why did it take this to get to that statement if you knew this has been happening for quite some time in your city? If there were 7 reported cases last year alone, why are we just hearing about them now and not when they're reported?
It's not. These organizations to volunteer it before race riots put a light on the subject? You want them to volunteer, hey, had 7 racist incidents?
I don't. Other people are saying, why did it take this to get to that? And I am just simply asking this question. We've arrived at this, where the Red Sox are admitting this is a problem in their city. Is the important thing, are we going to criticize what they didn't do in the past? Or are we going to feel like, hey, we finally arrived at a place where the teams are going to come out? Doesn't matter how we got there. We've arrived at a place.
It kind of does matter how we got there, Stugatz. It kind of matters a great deal how we got there.
So then rather than criticize, well, of course it does, Dan, if I could finish it. But so, of course,
you just said if I could finish a thought without actually finishing.
Well, I was in mid-sentence and you cut me off. Yeah. That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Thank you. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Marty Smith going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. LeBron James and a collection of black athletes and entertainers are teaming together in a new group called More Than a Vote, geared toward energizing black voters and thwarting voter suppression. Adrian Wojnarowski reports that players deciding against participating in Orlando could be replaced by a substitution player. NBA plans to allow replacements for players who test positive for COVID-19 or suffer injuries. Replace players become ineligible for the remainder of the 2019-2020 season. And finally, an ant can survive a fall from almost any height because their terminal velocity would never be high enough to injure them. It's crazy.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did you know an ant can basically survive a fall from any height?
The latest 30 for 30 Long Gone Summer, directed by A.J. Schnock, takes viewers back to the summer of 98 and what a summer it was, when the Cardinals' Mark McGwire and the Cubs' Sammy Sosa embarked on a chase of one of the game's most hallowed records, igniting the passion and imagination of fans and non-fans everywhere.
Little did we know there would be a price to pay.
Long Gone Summer premieres this Sunday, June 14th at 9 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN2. The film will be available to stream on ESPN Plus following the debut. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did ESPN's documentary Hot Streak end with B. Water at Levitard Show?
Yeah.
Marty Smith's America, you need to check it out. Before we get to Marty Smith, though, Mike Ryan wanted in on this Boston Red Sox discussion we were having. Was there a hole in what it is that we were talking about?
Well, I think Dan was alluding to it, and while we're all happy that the Red Sox are finally taking a leadership position, and it's not a little thing in that market, and I get it. I hate to be that guy, but this would have been really great when Carl Crawford, one of your own, is out there telling you this. Would have been great when
David Price
was saying this. Would have been great when Adam Jones was recently saying this. This is not a new thing. This is something that was an open secret. A lot of players said this, and it would have been nicer, I think, and more effective if you led back then and actually had these players' backs.
Well said. That's where I was headed.
Well, not exactly well said.
Marty Smith with us now. I was told, Marty Smith, that you were a bit of a yammer on Golic and Wingo, and I am demanding that you tighten it up around here because you need to be reined in because you are a rodeo cowboy and you do not like limits. So let's begin, and thank you for joining us is what I meant to say. Let us begin with all the information you can give us because you cover the Carolinas like no one else on Jerry Richardson's statue and what's happening there.
Well, they took the statue down, and that's a landmark day. But, you know, to be honest with you, as that was unfolding, I was in Martinsville, Virginia, covering the NASCAR race and then ultimately the news that the Confederate flag is banned. And so it's just the movement that's taking place in the country and the tentacles that come with equality in every way and within every definition is very profound. And we didn't know as Charlatans if that statue would ever come down. Some people really wanted it to be, but if I'm not mistaken, I think there was some contractual language that it could not be.
Well, let's play that here. This is the part that we're confused by. Let's play this for the audience that is new to this story. The new owner buys the team for $2 billion as Jerry Richardson slinks out the door with some sort of thing that we don't really know a lot of the details about, but some sort of misbehavior with women seems to have been the reason that he let go of his team, that he didn't want to sell. And here is the new owner, Tepper, talking about how he couldn't move the statue.
There's a 13-foot statue of Jerry Richardson outside the North Gate. Do you plan to leave that as is or move it?
I'm contractually obligated to keep that statue as it is.
So what happens there? Why did it move? Like, do you know? I know that you were covering something else, but is there any?
No. I don't have any insight on the why. I have a little bit more TV to make today, I think. And then I want to know that myself as someone who supports the Panthers. I think, again, this is my opinion, and I believe that it's a time in our country where people who have felt oppressed in any way have an unbelievably strong voice. And I believe that probably those voices overwhelmed that contractual language. I look forward to learning that too, Dan.
All right. Well, we will get back to you on that. I think we're still waiting for you to have some reporting from the Masters on why it is we never see.
Correct.
We never see animals out there. So feel free. If you want to come on tomorrow and answer, or just come on next time when you have answers to a couple of those questions, if you don't mind, after you've done the reporting.
They said the Panthers are saying that thing's going away. It's going away for good. When Tepper delivers that, you can hear his voice just soaked in shame that he agreed to that contract.
Put this on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you love to watch rich people fight about petty things? Because I do believe it's something that we all enjoy. This Ray Cicerelli, the NASCAR truck driver who says he's done with...
When you say that fast, Ray Cicerelli, you're kind of saying
this,
something.
This racist Cicerelli, who says that he's still fighting for the Confederate flag and that he won't come back to NASCAR truck driving, where he's never won a race. Like, what is that? What is
what's happening with racist Cirelli?
What is happening with racist Cirelli?
I've covered the sport for 18 years, which is nearly half my life, and I had not heard of racist Cirelli until yesterday. And if he wants to pack up his crap and he wants to take it on to the house and not be associated with NASCAR anymore, that's his prerogative as an American citizen. But if that's his perspective on the situation, I imagine that a lot of people would say, hey, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you, and send him on down a road.
Wow. That is the meanest, Marty. That is the meanest I've ever heard Marty Smith. That was an outburst. That was a total outburst.
You totally dunked on him. I've never heard of you, guy. Get out of here.
And also, though, just don't. It is such a great Marty phrase. Do not let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. That's the ass crack, lady. Ladies and gentlemen,
it is.
But Marty speaks too kindly. I can't believe this is an enraged Marty Smith right here. Well, explain to us, Marty. Explain to us as quickly as you can here, because we've only got a couple of minutes left. What is happening with the Confederate flag, and what specifically you saw yesterday that would represent progress from NASCAR, which badly needs this, even as it's improved over the years?
Do that in 30 seconds, yeah. Marty.
The fact that they did it, that's all you need to know. The sport's 72 years old, and it took them 72 years until yesterday in order to make this decision. And the reason the decision happened was because of the convergence of variables that is the social change that's being pushed in the United States of America. A successful, uber-respected black driver who makes himself vulnerable, and his peers, including seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson, who got behind this initiative based on the disgust of what he's seen, of what's happened to George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and saying, I have to be the change, and bringing everyone with them, those two men, and demanding of NASCAR, it's time for change. And when Bubba goes on CNN, and he goes on ESPN, and he says, get rid of the damn flag, NASCAR had two choices. You can either listen and act or you can ignore. And for the first time, they listened and acted.
Marty, thank you. Always good catching up with you. Marty Smith's America. Check it out. Get answers to those things and join us later this week with those answers, if you don't mind. We need Jerry Richardson statue information, okay?
I'm on it. There's this squirrel. There's this device called the Yankee Flipper that lures the squirrels in and launches them like a catapult. Look it up on the internet. I love every one of you so much. Goodbye.
Is that what the Masters is doing? Are you saying that the Masters is catapulting squirrels off of its course?
They might have the Augusta Flipper. Settle down. Settle down.
See you later.
Yeah, until November. Get it done.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It's time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. Golf is back. Top three golf movies of all time. Number three, Tin Cup. Great movie. Kevin Costner, classic. Number two, Caddyshack. Oh, one of the great movies of all time. And number one, a movie that hasn't been released yet, nor does it have a title, but it is certainly going to be one of the great movies of all time. The HBO Tiger Woods documentary. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. If you're in the mood for a thriller, don't miss The Invisible Man, starring Elizabeth Moss. Make it a movie night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Does Caddyshack hold up? What were you talking about with the shipping container during the break about products that sound like Vegas hotels?
Yeah, we were that's what we were discussing, like products that you would buy at, you know, a store, a Walgreens, a Bed Bath & Beyond that sound also like a Vegas hotel. I'm staying at the Navage.
What else was nominated there from the others? Chris, what did you nominate when Stugatz went all in with the Navage? What did you counter with?
Well, I'm actually headed to Vegas in a couple weeks as well, and I'm staying at the Neosporin Hotel. And I know you say to yourself, why are you staying there? And the reason I'm staying there is because the Clarendon Hotel was completely booked.
Where are you staying, Roy? And when you go to Vegas, where did you say that you would be staying?
I am staying at the Excedrin. It's going to be a headache-free vacation.
All right, the X. I'm not even sure that's the best one in the aspirin category. Is the Excedrin better than the Tylenol?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
At Lebatard Show, put it on the poll, a better name for a Vegas hotel, the Excedrin or the Tylenol?
I think it's Excedrin. I just imagine a hotel on the Strip and it's just an X. Like, that's the way I imagine it. I mean,
how about Starburst? I'm going to stay at the Starburst. If you have any nominees, feel free at Lebatard Show on Twitter.
The Navage is pretty good, though, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. The Navage. Chael Sonnen, did you not get enough applause the first time? Did you not get enough laughter the first time?
Just an extra plug for the sponsor, that's all.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. It's good that you are clandestine about those things.
I am. I care deeply about our sponsors.
Subtlety, such a strength.
I feel strongly about not liking the Tylenol. I'm sorry. You threw it out there, and it's just not as good as the Excedrin.
It's not? Okay. Well, we'll leave it to the voters. This is a democracy until freedom actually falls around here in this country. Yes, Billy?
How about the Advance Auto Parts?
I like where his head's at.
But that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What do you mean you like where his head's at?
Give some love to the Manscaped.
Unbelievable.
Where the brakes are working, but they never use them.
The Granger? The DraftKings? Like, what are you doing? Chael Sonnen's going to join us here in about 10 minutes. And for those of you who, like, really understand our show and sort of understand, even though we're not explaining it to you all the time, that all we're going for here is to make everything a little more like professional wrestling. Chael Sonnen learned that before Conor McGregor. Chael Sonnen learned how to make money with his mouth. and he's going to join us here, and he has taken the wrong side of this. I have been feuding on television with Chael Sonnen for almost a decade. He is very good at the banter, the back and forth, and I believe we're going to have a legitimate argument here because I cannot believe that Chael Sonnen, who has offered $500 to watch me and Dana White fight, has sided here with Dana White, and that he's going to be a pro-management lackey, a pro-management schmo who comes out against fighters getting paid correctly. It is Alex Rodriguez and Teixeira that I'm going up against here in mixed martial arts with Daniel Cormier, company man. I'm going to call him from now on. And Chael Sonnen, who sides with Dana White on not evidently wanting fighters to be paid better. Like, it's unbelievable. And I'm going to brawl with Chael Sonnen next.